Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Close your eyes and imagine this. Sumali ka sa singing contest at ngayon ikaw na ang susunod na magpe-perform. Nasa stage ka, kinakabahan, pero marami naghihintay na marinig ang boses mo. Anong kakantahin mo? Bibirit ka ba? O gugulatin mo yung judges with something unexpected? Anong suot mo? At ang huling tanong, confident ka bang mananalo ka? Hold on to your answers because the competition's about to begin. Ako si Macy Hoven, Puma Podcast. At ito ang Musikalikot, kung saan natin kinakalkal ang malikot na kasaysayan ng ating musika. Bago tayo magsimula, gusto ko lang pasalamatan ang lahat ng nakikinig dito sa Musikalikot Channel at sa Musikalikot Extended Play Channel na nasa Spotify. Last episode na ng taon, and we'll be taking a break, but for now, sana may matutunan kayo sa episode natin today. Alright, so I'm sure nakapanood na kayo ng isang singing contest. E sa dami ba naman ang singing contest sa Pilipinas? Mula sa amateur singing contest ng barangay o mga talent competition sa school hanggang sa nationwide contest na napapanood natin sa TV, hinding-hindi mauubusan ng tsansa ang Pinoy na ipamalas ang talento niya. Singing contests have been around for a long time. They were born out of an interesting situation, as our first guest explains.
I'm Professor Fernando A. Austria Jr. of the University of the Philippines College of Mass Communication, Department of Broadcast Communication. I've been into theater, advertising, events, and what have you. Even in the ancient time, no, before the Spaniards, we were performers, really. We had indigenous dances sa pagkakakanda, no? We used the kulintang and all these musical instruments in the north, no? We have our own songs and melodies. So meron talagang hilig, kumbaga, ang Pinoy sa ganyan. Siyempre, sa mga probinsya nung araw, no, meron mga piyesta-piyesta, may mga belada, no? Panahon pa yan ng mga Kastila. Nung panahon ng Amerika, nang tawag dyan stage show. Aba, kung ako yung nanay at alam ko, ako yung tatay, tiya, lola, alam ko na yung aking kamag-anak ay mahusay umawit, aba, isasama ko na agad dyan sa isang bilada. I mean, it's family pride. Eventually, nagkaroon ng mga contest. No? Singing contest sa bawat mga piyesta. At yung singing contest na yan, hindi lang sa piyesta, sa lugar mo. Kundi pati yung piyesta sa kabilang bayan.
At dyan umusbong ang mga barangay contest at kung ano-anong local competitions. Of course, these gave ordinary Filipinos a chance to exhibit their talent to the general public. At may added benefits pa.
Filipinos are known to be very musical, no? Our language and our vocal cords are meant to be heard in music. Bakit tayo mahilig? Siyempre, kahihiligan natin yung may talent tayo. And eventually, people realize, no, that you can earn money from all these competitions, no? Because it's a talent that you have. Why not use it? Why not flaunt it? Why not entertain everybody else? And if pinalad, kumbaga, why not earn from it?
Kaya lalo pang dumami ang sumali sa mga contest dahil nakita rin nila ito as a way out of poverty. With talent competitions, you get a foot in the door to fame and fortune. And with the growth of mass media, eventually, singing contests hit the airwaves.
the very first national singing contest was Tawag ng Tanghalan, hosted by Patsy and Lupito. Yung unang panahon yan, in the 50s, hindi pa laganap ang TV eh. 1952 pa lang ang TV sa Pilipinas, pero laganap na ang radyo. So, ang nagaganap nun, probinsya, nagpapakonte sa radyo ng singing. The best ones from the provinces were brought to Manila to compete nationally. Yung galing Visayas, Mindanao, inaeroplano yan. Yung galing Luzon, nakatren, no? Sa Manila, ang final competition kung sino ang pinakamagaling. In the late 50s, early 60s, nung sumikat ang TV talaga, kinuha ang franchise yan ng ABS-CBN and it became a national television singing competition. And you have many winners, no? Like Pepe Pimentel, if I'm not mistaken, Jumides Maturan, and of course, Nora Honor. The biggest winner ever of Tawag ng Tanghalan.
Yep, unang nakilala si Nora Honor sa boses niya. Ito ang kantang nagpanala sa kanya sa Tawag ng Tanghalan, ang Moonlight Becomes You. Pansin nyo, malayo ang style na kinahiligan ng Pinoy nung panahon na yon kumpara sa ngayon. Malamig na boses, suabe, malakundi man, di ba? But when the digital age came, the media landscape became vastly different.
Meron na mga internet, meron na kung ano-anong sources of entertainment and information. Pumutok yung ideya ng reality TV. Broadcast game shows or competition shows became reality TV. One of the very first one is American Idol, di ba? Hinalungkat lahat ng buhay nila. Bakit naging ganito? Bakit kailangan pati yung kaluluwa ng tao ay uungkatin mo? Kasi nga, they were trying to build an identification between the audiences and the contestants. Bakit gusto mo mag-identify? Para susubaybayan mo. Para iboboto mo, di ba? Meron kang emotional investment doon sa contestant. Pag sinusubaybayan mo, maraming audience yung programa. Pag maraming audience yung programa, tataas ang ratings. Pag tumaas ang ratings, malaki kita. It's all about earning money. Noon, kontento na ang tao sa pakikinig ng magandang awitin. Ngayon, hindi na. Kasi masyadong marami na tayong hinihingi. No? Marami na tayong dinidemand sa ating entertainment fair. Hindi pwede yung simpleng umawit na lang.
Marami na tayong singing contests through the years. In 1984, the talent show Ang Bagong Kampyon produced one of the best Filipino singers to date, no other than Regine Velasquez. In the 2000s, kaliwat ka na ang franchise shows like Star for a Night, Pinoy Dream Academy, Philippine Idol, and The Voice Philippines. In every contest, hundreds of Filipinos attempt to audition. But we all know there can only be one winner. Ikaw, gusto mo bang manalo sa singing contest? Malalaman natin kung paano after the break. Mula sa mga batang pinakakanta sa harap nila tito at tita, mga malaanghel na choir soloists na dinadala tayo sa langit pag tayo nagsisimba, at pati na rin yung mga kapitbahay nating nagkakaraoke hanggang sa madiling araw, alam nating Filipinos love to share their musical talents with others. Kahit magkalayo pa tayo, there are so many ways that we can keep the connection going. And I'm not just talking about online singing contests na pwedeng salihan. A strong internet connection helps us stay close to those who matter the most. Share the gift of stronger connections this holiday season with PLDT Home's 2021 Holideals. Maraming internet packages na pwedeng pagpilian, free installation and modem activation with no cash out, at may mga freebies at raffle pa. With every purchase of a Holideals product, PLDT Home will match the total amount and donate it to the Tuloy Pa Rin Ang Pasko movement for frontliners and lockdown families. Visit pldthome.com/holideals /mechanics to find out more. Naalala mo pa ba yung sagot mo sa tanong ko nung simula ng episode? Ano sa tingin mo ang magpapapanalo sa'yo sa isang contest? Totoo bang boses lang ang labanan? Well then, let's ask a winner.
I'm Zaris. I'm a live loop artist. So if you don't know what that is, I combine all music, voice, beatbox, and instruments into one package as a one-woman band.
Si Zaris ang kumakanta, ang nag-harmonize sa sarili niya, at pati ang percussion, all using her voice. Grabe. Nagigitara rin siya. Hindi na niya kailangan ng banda dahil siya na mismo ang banda. This is all possible with the use of a loop station, an instrument that can record any sound she makes and play it on loop live.
I've been joining competitions since... Feeling ko parang high school yung pinaka-music competition because dun kami nag-start mag-battle of the bands, inter-school, tapos mga choir competitions. So I'm also part of an a cappella group called Pinopela. So we've won a lot of competitions here and abroad. Tapos yun nga, I ended up looping for Mosimo Music Summit in 2015, which is a musical talent competition.
Daan-daang soloists at banda ang nag-audition para sa contest na to na nilaunch ng fashion brand na Mosimo in partnership with Mix and Curve Entertainment. At si Zaris ang nagwagi. So, meron bang winning formula sa isang Pinoy singing contest?
I know there's a winning formula. I believe there's a winning formula. I've watched a lot of, you know, singing competitions on TV. Sellability is the formula. Why are you competing? Bakit ka naglalakas loob? Humarap sa TV, magpaka-vulnerable sa harap ng mga tao, at may posibilidad ka mapahiya kasi may gusto mo rin talagang makilala at bumenta. At yun din naman yung gusto ng mga naggumawa ng competitions na yun sa mga sumasali na mabigyan ka din ng platform. Maipakilala mo yung sarili mo, maibenta yung sarili mo, at kung willing ka, at kung nanalo ka, at willing ka, to do what winners do, promote, do all of these mall shows, lahat ng mga kailangan ipagawa nila sa'yo, it's because they also need business. Actually, parang it's a job interview. The competitions is just like a glorified job interview.
Great. So let's break down the concept of sellability. Ano ang sellable?
Itsura talaga is number one. Kasi bago ka pa magsalita, titignan ka muna eh.
Zaris admits she didn't know how to style herself that time. Pero hindi lang naman physical na itsura ang pinag-uusapan natin dito.
I think when I say the itsura, pagdadala ng sarili yun, it's confidence. Lahat ng TV competitions yan, kahit sabihin mong may magaling, nasa itsura talaga, pagdadala ng katawan. It's a hard lesson din to learn kasi syempre, you believe in your skills. But if you don't have the confidence, you can't sell your music. I understand it now, how it's very valuable, not just in competitions, but in the music industry in general.
Dito rin pumapasok yung stage presence, ang kakayahan mong makuha ang atensyon ng mga manonood with your overflowing confidence and charisma. But you might ask, eh, paano yung blind auditions ng The Voice? Di ba boses lang ang pinagbabasihan doon, di naman itsura? Ito ulit si Prof. Austria.
It is just to select ang mahusay kumanta. Nandun yung singing quality na hanapin. But eventually, hindi. It's a performance. It's how you look. It's how you dress. It's how you relate to audiences. Diba? And you will notice the comments. Kasama yun. Kasama yung performance to the audience, no? Panguna lang ng The Voice that purely vocals ang pinakikinggan. Sure. Pero sa simula lang yan.
Ang susunod na factor, obvious na obvious. Hindi ka naman makakapasok ng isang competition kung wala kang talent. Kailangan na sa tono ka, natatamaan mo yung mga nota, basic. Kung powerful ang boses mo, bongga. Maganda rin kung malawak ang range mo. Hindi ka nahihirapan kay mababa o mataas yung kanta. Sabi nga nila, effortless. Kaya ang madalas natin makitang manalo ng singing contest ay biritero't biritera. Kinakanta ang mga typical contest pieces tulad ng I Will Always Love You ni Whitney Houston o All By Myself ni Eric Carmen, popularized by Celine Dion. It's a flashy display of skill, of virtuosity, sabi nga natin sa first episode ng show na to. But our talent contests have had their fair share of non-birit singers as well. Hindi lang naman sa high notes nakikita ang galing ng isang singer, kundi sa musicality din.
Dun hinahanap ng judges yung taste eh. Or dun din mo makikita yung taste ng judges. If the judge is technical, sometimes musicality will be just para siyang betchin lang dun sa buong performance, diba? And I also got this comment from Mosimo Music Summit after I did my finale performance, which is Himala. Ang sabi nila, the musicality stood out. And it's very unique to the person talaga. It can be arranged however you want, but how you present it, how you, you know, arrange it, parang yung arrangement ko ng Himala, doon ko din naintindihan na, ah, ito pala yung sinasabi nilang musicality. Ito pala yung X factor for a music competition na it's the magic that comes out when all the layers are formed. So what you do and how you want to present your work is the musicality that lives in you. And only you can provide that kind of experience.
If you want to get a glimpse of Zari's musicality, hanapin niyo sa Spotify ang arrangement niya ng Himala by River Maya, her winning piece in the competition. Finally, backstory is an important part of the formula, and we clearly see this in TV contests.
Pinaka nakakakuha ng empatya at ng identifikasyon ng mga audiences ay yung mahirap ka. Tapos, kailangan all your efforts are towards helping your family. Yan ang basic formula niyan. Kasi majority of Filipinos ganyan.
We have to remember that many TV contests fall under the reality show genre. Sa isang reality show, ipinapalabas ang quote-unquote totoong buhay ng tao, mga pagsubok, tagumpay, all the ups and downs of an ordinary person's life bared on screen. Sa TV singing contests, nasusubaybayan natin ang journey nila sa pag-abot ng kanilang pangarap. Sabi sa Kultura Popular na isang scientific journal ng SWPS University sa Poland, quote, "Viewers want to believe that real stars are born right in front of their eyes," end quote. Mula sa isang average person to a celebrity, viewers witness the transformation and participate as well by voting.
Drama also sells. It's a drama ng buhay that gives the competitor yung humanity. Binigyan niya ng humanity yung tao.
At dito pumapasok yung sinabi ni Prof. Austria kanina na identification ng viewer sa contestant. Katulad ko lang sila. Kung kaya nila, kakayanin ko rin. Filipinos love a good underdog story. Now you know the winning formula. Talent plus appearance and confidence plus a compelling story for the audience to empathize with. Pero lahat ng ito, umiikot sa mas malaking realidad. Taste. Ayon kay Prof. Austria, nagbabago-bago ang taste natin.
Let us look again at Nora Honor, no? Nora Honor is a contralto. Mababa ang boses. But yung quality ng boses niya, yun yung tinatawag na golden texture, no? Buong-buo siya. Do you think that type of voice will become popular or she will become a superstar today? Not at all. Kasi ang hinahanap nga natin ay yung bumibirit, yung mataas na soprano. Yung soulful voice ni Nora Honor, hindi na uso. I'm not saying either or is correct or not. Uso-uso lang yan eh. Pero eventually magbabago lahat yan eh. And I think Filipinos are now tuning in to a different type of vocals, ano? Casey Tandingan was a biritera before she destroyed her vocal cords. Now, she uses her lower timbre, no? But now she has a following. So I think we are now slowly relearning na music is not all be writ. Tastes change, no? What we find pleasurable changes over time. So let's just wait and see ko anong sa susunod na music competition or singing contest, ano na ang hahanapin.
At taste ng nakararami ang madalas sinusunod ng producers ng singing contests. Kaya minsan, hindi lang judges at audience ang bumoboto, pero may say din ang producers sa kung sino ang matitira sa competition.
Kung isipin mo nga, it's so far off na from yung mga bilada nung araw na it's just the pride and joy of the community to hear this person sing. Ngayon, may mga ganyan-ganyan ng nalalaman. It becomes an industry, a business.
With that said, hindi naman natatapos sa singing contest ang journey ng isang aspiring singer. Kung titingnan mo nga, maraming singers ngayon ang hindi naman nag-contest dati. Sabi nga ni Zaris, contests are just there to give you a platform. Pero ang mas mahalaga,
find your core. Because if you know your core, you know what songs to sing. You know what songs are best for your voice and what you're really confident na i-perform. And it's also a challenge to all of these groups, companies, channels that allow artists to compete. Kasi if you wanna discover something new, let's discover it together. Yung mga audience naman, alam nila yung gusto nila. It's the same thing. But kung bibigyan mo sila ng bago, baka makatulong pa to sa mga ibang acts na hindi na nag-attempt because, hindi naman ako para dyan. Which was my initial thought in joining Mosimo Music Summit. Hindi ako para dyan. Pangbiritera yan. Nagluloop ako. Pero, nung binigyan nila ako ng chance na ipakita yung kaya kong gawin, as weird as it is for other people, diba, nabigyan ako ng pagkakataon. At bumukas yon ng maraming opportunities, hindi lang sa akin, pati sa ibang loopers na sa bahay lang nagpe-perform. Yun, give credit where credit is due. And prepare to fail. You will not win the first time. You will not win the second time. Unless talagang you win the first time. What if you win the first time? We win the second time and you fail the third time. Tapos yung confidence mo ang taas na. Paano? Diba? Parang balanse lang yan eh. That's why hanapin mo yung core mo. Yun yung X factor nung lahat ng yon. Kung hindi nyo gusto, adi, thank you. At least nabigyan nyo ako ng pagkakataon. But I go home with everything intact and ready to compete again or go beyond what has happened in that moment. Only improvement from this point on.
Ako si Macy Hoven, ang inyong host at producer ng Musikalikot. Don't forget to subscribe to Musikalikot on Spotify or wherever you listen. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Pakinggan ang iba pang episode sa kabila naming podcast, ang Musikalikot Extended Play, where we play Spotify tracks alongside our discussion. Ang Musikalikot ay isang Puma Podcast production. Salamat kay Trisha Aquino para sa editorial support, at kay Carl Javier at Faith Navarro para sa additional research. This episode was edited by Carl Syatt. Hanggang sa susunod na session,